Welcome to the Grow Gelt podcast, where we talk about ups and downs, in and outs of fundraising for nonprofits. Our host is Elazar Green, CFRE, who specializes in communication, strategy, and donor relations. He's helped over 100 nonprofits raise millions of dollars. Every episode is designed to be 10 minutes or less, giving you just enough time to get the answers you need while juggling your busy schedule. Let's get started.
Good morning, and thank you for joining me today. I'd like to talk about tools, apps, things you use to make your life easier, more productive, more efficient, so you can do things faster and get back to doing what needs to be done. Do you have a favorite tool that you use? What's your tech stack? Let me know what you do. Today I want to talk about two tools. One is a tool that you can use on your computer or your phone, and the other one is a tool that happens in your head. Because if you think about it, we use tools to make us better, faster, safer, easier, more productive, more efficient. But we also sometimes use tools to make sure we get things done. So you set a timer to make sure to stop doing something or to start doing something. You set an alarm clock to wake you up. You have pop-ups on your phone and your computer to remind you about something. We use tools to make sure things get done, as well as making sure things happen easier. So today I want to talk to you about a tool that I'm using the last couple weeks to make our teams work more cohesive. And I'm going to share with you one feature that this tool has, and then you can go explore it for yourself if you like it. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because these people do not do any advertising at all. It's strictly word of mouth. Now, I'm not getting paid any money for this. There's no kickbacks. Try it. If you like it, great. If you don't like it, there's no skin off my back. You can use it or not use it. But what I found interesting is about this company is they do zero advertising, zero marketing. You're not going to see like a video on scrolling social media, this 30-second or 20-second video of, wow, you could go from here to there. And, you know, you're not going to see any of that. If you like it, you're going to tell your friends. And so far they've had, I don't know how many people, but thousands and thousands of companies have joined this and are using this tool. I'm going to share it with you in a second. So we often have a situation where I'm working on something and I need a project manager to pick it up. So what I would do is I would, you know, select all the files or an email, and I would forward over to the project manager. The project manager would take a look at it and decide, you know, the next step, how to move it forward, and then they would do something for it. And what happens is, if there's an email that to respond, let's say a client emails me and says, Elazar, I want to set up a consulting, a long-term consulting situation with your team. How do we go about doing that? So I would forward that email over to a project manager to first my assistant to schedule some time, sit down, maybe 45 minutes. The assistant would email me and that person to try to find out some times. And then once I sit down with that person, the follow-up, I would have to follow up, okay, this is what we spoke about, this is what we think you need, this is what we think we can do for you, this is what it's going to cost. And basically, an email thread can get very, very, very long. Just by forwarding it back and forth between two or three or four people, you can have 90 messages at the end of a month from an email thread. And this gets clunky and it gets confusing. And one of the things that this tool does is it replaces your email with its own platform. You can log in, you can put whatever, you can still log in if you have a Gmail account, for example. You can still log in Gmail and see all your stuff. But this platform replaces the Gmail platform, and it's an app on your phone or a desktop, either way. What it does is it allows you opportunities to tag your team. You can tag them on emails, and you can create a whole conversation in that same email without disrupting the original email. And you can clearly see what's a comment, what's a conversation, what's a tag, And when something needs to be forwarded, only then do we need to forward. I'm enjoying it a lot. I find it very, very useful. It increased our efficiency tremendously. And you may want to do it as well. So I encourage you to take a look. The app is called Missive, M-I-S-S-I-V-E. It's about $15 a month per user. I think we pay like $60 a month. We're on the month-to-month until we're sure we need it. Then we're going to switch to the year. We save like 20%. But that's the app. That's the tool. And, you know, try it out. See if you like it. If you do, great. If you don't and you use something else, let me hear of it. One of my friends once said, I have tech mania. Tech mania, which means I have never seen a tool I haven't tried. I'm always trying to be more efficient, better, more productive. And in doing so, clearly I've wasted a lot of time and money and trying, you know, different things past the trial period just to make sure it's something I don't want or I do want. But I think overall, the mindset of how to stay and be more efficient and productive has done us well, served us well, in good stead, as they say. So that's the first thing I wanted to talk to you about. But speaking of mindsets, this is going to put me into the second thing. A couple weeks ago, we hosted Stephen Screen and Jim Shapiro at one of our webinars. And we were talking about efficiencies. We're talking about a frequency of communications. We were talking about newsletters and letters and emails and different ways nonprofits communicate with their donors and supporters and volunteers and staff. And a member on the call, a CEO of one of the organizations, said, Stephen, I have a question for you. If we keep emailing people or sending them these communications, these newsletters, aren't we going to turn a lot of people off? Don't they want to hear from us that often? Are we going to turn people off? Like, shouldn't we ratchet it down? And the reason is because Stephen Screen was recommending not obviously every day or every hour, but a structured schedule of in a mix, multi-channel of email, social media, and letters and phone calls. And a couple of people were like pushing back. Like, we get complaints all the time. Or one of them said, it's even worse when they don't complain. They just unsubscribe. And then I don't even know why they unsubscribe. Like, I never know. Is it two emails a week? Is it two emails a month? I never know what's the right balance for that person who unsubscribed. And Stephen, what he did was, and it was very powerful, he dropped a line. He said, when you communicate properly with your donors and supporters and volunteers, you're not just sending them the message that it says in that piece, but you're also telling them that this is an important organization. You're also telling them that the work that you do is important. You're also telling them that the gifts that you give are important to these people. So yes, if something's important, if your house is on fire, are you going to, you know, stand outside and say, you know what, I rang the bell once, I don't want to upset the neighbors, so I'll just wait a little bit before ringing the bell again? No, you're going to bang on a door, you're going to wake up the whole neighborhood, you're going to ring all the doorbells, you're going to, you know, whatever you need to do to get the message across that the house is on fire. Is what you're doing important? If it's important, then you need to communicate properly. You cannot operate out of fear. And then he said, and think about this. I think Jim said this part. Your people who care, people who are big fans, people who give because they care and they want to know what's going on. They want to feel important and want to feel that work they're doing is important. So these people are looking for these communications, right? And then you have people who don't care or are on the fence. And you're going to sacrifice your strongest volunteers, your strongest donors, your strongest givers. You're going to sacrifice them because you're afraid of losing people who don't care about you anyway. It's insane. It's not logical. Why would you do that? You should focus on keeping those people who care about you close and closer. And if it happens to offend somebody because he got an extra email in his inbox, and therefore he angrily unsubscribes, it doesn't matter. It's not a punishment. It's making sure you are properly talking and communicating with the people that need to hear you. And yes, doing so will push away some people. That's okay. That's okay. That's okay, because it's more important than those than worrying about those people unsubscribes is worrying about the people that need to be kept in the loop, in the loop. So the second tool I want to mention here is not really a tool, but it's a mindset. You need to understand and remember that your donors, supporters, volunteers, even constituents want to hear from you, and they want to know that the work that they do, the work they help you do, is important and relevant and timely. And if you hold yourself back because you're afraid of the unsubscribe, then you're holding back your organization. You cannot fear. You cannot fear the unsubscribe. You have to fear being ignored. You have to fear being thought of by your most important people as unimportant. Those are the two tools I'm sharing with you today. The first one is missive, M-I-S-S-I-V-E. And the second one is your mindset and understanding that the more you communicate, or at least the more organized your communication is, the more your people will feel that you are important. I'm not advocating spamming every single day or every hour, but I am advocating and sitting down with a communications professional and coming up with a proper system. And if, on advice of that professional, you think that it's too much, I humbly suggest that you reconsider, second guess that thinking. Rely, it's always better to err on the advice of the professional and to email or be in touch more often than less often. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here. And most of all, thank you for doing what you do to make this world a lighter, brighter, and greater place. Take care. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to the Grow Gelt Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. If you think a friend may enjoy it, please feel free to pass it on. To have your question featured on the show or to send us some feedback as to how we're doing, please send an email to egreen@growgelt.com.